Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. That's right. Let's teach the children. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And today is Tell It Tuesday. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on. She's going to give us part three of Breaking Away from Others' Expectations. And then Miyoshi Marie, she's going to tell us about still learning. You know, we hear about education, we stress unification, and the importance of collaboration. We're staying safe, we're staying strong, we're staying woke, and hopefully everybody out there is staying happy. You know, I got some information. We'll hear more about it tomorrow. Governor Newsom is going to shut it down again because people are just not doing the right thing. We have to make effort to make things work. And on that note, I'm going to give you a word of encouragement today. In one of his writings, renowned microbiologist René DeBoss stated, "History teaches that man without effort is sure to deteriorate. Man cannot progress without effort, and man cannot be happy without effort. This is indisputable. You may be experiencing various hardships now, but because you continue to make effort in the midst of those challenges, no matter how painful they are, you will definitely become happy. Effort and happiness are indivisible." So we're going to keep this going. We're going to pay attention. Hopefully this stuff is going to turn around pretty darn soon. I'm just not understanding it here. You know, we have to just like keep it right, keep it stroke, and I'm here to keep you woke. You know, we're caring, courageous, and we do everything cheerfully. As Miyoshi Marie always says, vibrate in your highest frequency and whatever you're doing. So on that note, we're going to wait for Miss Stephanie Haynes to come in with us. She's going to be giving us part three of Breaking Away from Others' Expectations here. And I just want to play a little bit something for you until we bring her in. Wake up out there.
Yeah. everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart.
And that's what we do here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. We love everybody. Let's exchange those words back and forth to each other. Let's share our love because we love. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us this evening. Stephanie, are you here? How are you?
Hi, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you again with my appreciation that you're coming back on to give us part three here of Breaking Away from Others' Expectations. And just tell us what we need to know. I'm just going to be quiet over here, Miss Haynes, and let you get going.
Okay, well, I have 9 questions to complete. And you did say you had some questions that you want to ask from last week. So
yes.
We're going to go get through these 9 questions, and we'll answer the other questions that you have.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's great.
All right. So this is part 3 of Breaking Away from Other People's Expectations. And so question number 12 is, what step will you take to spend time with people that allow you to have your own space?
Okay.
Now, if you're writing this down, I'm going to read it once more.
Okay.
What steps you would take to spend time with people that allow you to have your own space?
Okay.
And it's very important, you know, to be able to, you know, to do that, to be your own person. You know, sometimes you just want to be quiet, or be alone, just to, you know,
right.
Together your own thoughts. All right. And then number 13, how can you nurture a relationship?
Okay.
And I want to say, you know, how can you nurture a relationship with yourself? How can you give everything that you need for yourself? I mean, we as women, sometimes we often, you know, give ourselves to others before we give to ourselves. And especially during this time, during the pandemic, you know, especially we've been sheltered in, mothers has been home, you know, with the children, working from home. You know, how are you creating time to create that space for you to heal, to rejuvenate? You know, find a quiet place. You know, pampering yourself. All right. Number 14. How will you create an environment where you can read, pray, and just be quiet for several days at a time? What would that look like? How will you create an environment where you can read, pray, and just be quiet for several days at a time? You know, it might seem hard right now because of, you know, like I said, the pandemic, and some of us are sheltered in, and, you know, like Linda said earlier, you know, we're getting ready to do another shutdown, I think it's July 6th, I believe.
Mm.
And what do that look like? And not only for you, for your children. Because right now, a lot of emotional stuff going on right now. They've been sheltered in, not being able to go out and really, you know, play with their friends and doing activities, going places. So how can you create an environment, not only for you, but also for your family as well, where they can just read, pray, and just be quiet for 7 days, for several days at a time? You know, you may pick maybe a Monday and Wednesday. Okay, Monday and Wednesday is the quiet time for us. You know, or a Tuesday, what is that, Tuesday and Thursday and maybe a Saturday. Make it 3 days. Then number 16, can you create a new experience that might be outrageously wonderful? You know, doing things that you never had done before. You know, and right now during the COVID pandemic, you know, a lot of people have been very creative, doing things that they thought they never would do. you know, finding new hobbies, cooking more, creating, sewing, drawing, you know, building, reading more, you know, how can you create new experiences that might be outrageously wonderful for yourself and your family? Number 17, how will you allow another individual to have their individuality and independence? For those who are codependent, that need to be around people, need to be giving, need to be doing, how will you allow another individual to have their individuality and independence? And even in a relationship, how can you allow your spouse have his or her own individuality and independence? Even though for those who are married, you know, you won, but however, you won plus two, meaning that you won at home, but you both have your own individuality and identity, I would say. And then number 18, how will you create space for yourself to make mistakes and respect your boundaries? How will you create space for yourself to make mistakes and respect your boundaries? You know, sometimes we can be perfectionists. Everything has to be right. But it's okay to make a mistake. Don't beat yourself up.
Yes, it is.
You know, and then also respect your boundaries. Because if you don't respect your boundaries, nobody around you will respect you and your boundaries. Number 19, what steps are you willing to take to prevent falling into stagnation? You know, after we're breaking away from everybody's expectations, and sometimes we get stuck because we're so used to doing things for others that we forget about ourselves, our needs, our desires, our wants, our goals, our missions, and our purpose. And then we get stagnated because we don't know how to move forward, right? So what steps are you willing to take to prevent falling into stagnation? And then number 20, what step will you take to have balance in your daily life? Right now, things are kind of chaotic. And then we said, wow, you know, we got work, school, you know, and it's all in the same environment for those who are working at home, schooling at home, even though it's summer break for some, but some children are in summer school. So they're still going on, you know, for another month or so. And before school start back, I think August, September for some. So what step will you take to have balance in your daily life? And balance right now is very important, you know, to keep your emotional, mental state healthy so you can be, as mothers and their parents, you know, 100% present when you're dealing with your children, being there for them, not being agitated or arguing and fighting with them, being, you know, irritated. But how can we create balance in our lives so we can be 100% present, whether it be at work, with family, loved ones, whomever they may be? You know, I want you to find the steps to create that balance in your life. All right, Ms. Linda.
Okay, I wanted to ask you because I was listing things and I can't remember what you said for number 15. Do you have number 15 there?
It said, what steps will you take to stop living on the same beaten path that everyone else walk on? I don't think I said number 15.
No, they'll stop living on the same beaten path, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's so strange that was number 15, because I have a question here from someone that sent it in, and it kind of like ties into everything that we're speaking of this evening. And one was like quiet time. You know, some people don't know how to sit still. And if you're a type of person that multitasks and, you know, do a lot of things at one time, I call it nervous energy. How this person is saying no matter what she does, she just cannot find quiet time for herself because of her energy. What would you suggest on that? And you mentioned it, setting up days and things of that nature, but, you know, a lot of people are high energized. And a lot of times when things are happening, like what we're going through, it reacts differently. You know, that those nerves come up, that and this is just everything coming into one. So how would she take out time to do some quiet time? If she's not an artist, or, you know, what would you tell her to start with, Stephanie?
You know, first, you know, you just learn how to relax, do some breathing exercises. You know, take some breathing exercises to just to learn how to relax. You know, make a cup of chamomile tea, you know, just to relax. Or get some kava, it's another tea that helps to relax the nerves. You know, and then do some yoga, some exercising, just to bring down, you know, the energy level. So you're able to, you know, relax. And then when you hyper like that, you know, your hormones are out of balance. You know, so get those hormones back into balance so you can be able to be, you know, even killed. And once you do that, then you find yourself more at ease, you know, out of the head and into the body.
You come out of the head and into the body, right? I like that.
Yes.
Out of the head into the body, because we both know everything is connected already there. Okay, so I'm reframing this to relax and to breathe and you know, yoga to bring that energy back in and to bring those hormones back into balance. So suppose there's an individual that has never had a yoga class. We know that there's different types of yoga, but what about just 10 or 15 minutes of just stretching the body? It's just stretching, you know, just bending over, reaching for their ankles, just doing something to keep that circulation moving, because it's like crazy. We have everything going on, and as I mentioned, you know, we have to make effort to do everything to pull through this. It's just like up and down and in and out, and it's crazy. I was speaking with Angie yesterday. I know how to get quiet time. I know how to shut down real quick, okay? Because if I don't, I'll go into another direction. But being, you know, when you're dealing with the community, you're dealing with your neighbors and things like that, you really have to stay relaxed, because we have to understand that everybody's emotions are flowing. So, you know, they're calling and reaching out to you like you, Big Mama, on little bitty stuff, and you don't want to yell and say, look, find it out for yourself. You have to, like, take that breath, because you don't really know where they are. So I take quiet times at least 3 times a day. You know, I will find a spot, and if I just need to stare in the ceiling and just look in the mirror or whatever I need to do, because I have to keep myself down, because during the course of the day, I guess you would say I'm an essential person too, because I'm like the doll mother, all my babies, right? And they're coming looking to Big Mama, and it's like when you get tired of screaming and saying, put on that mask, and where is your mask, and try to do it in a nice way sometimes, because it's just like I'm not understanding it. So I appreciate you speaking of the tea. You know, we are tea drinkers here. And the next one that you mentioned, I think I'm trying to remember what number that was in, about boundaries. When we speak of respecting your boundaries and having others respect, kind of break that down, you know. Give me an example of a boundary.
Okay, so the question said, how would you create space in for yourself to make mistakes and respect your boundaries.
Okay. All right?
You know, it's just like there's some certain things that you, you know, you do not stand. Okay, to be disrespected, right?
Right.
Or you might say, okay, I would say, Linda, all right, so between 9 and 10, I don't receive any phone calls. But you call me anyway, right?
Okay.
So that's a disrespect to my boundary, because my boundary is that now between 9 and 10, definitely don't receive any phone calls.
Okay.
Oh, okay. But when you cross those boundaries and call me anyway, that's a disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or if I ask you, okay, if I ask you not to order any movies on my Amazon account and you do it anyway, you crossing my boundaries, and that's a disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, my question with that is, we understand and setting those boundaries and having respect, but why is it that people, what gives them an indication that they can do these things after you take out time? If a person has been around you for quite some time, they kind of like know your behaviors and your moves, and then, you know, is that a test, or is that someone that don't really care, or is that someone that doesn't have respect? Because based on the question here, it's like, you know, respecting boundaries. I can get the drift, because I remember when I went back to school, I would say nobody calls me until Friday, okay? And when they call me on Friday, I would either, if in the beginning, I would say, look, you know, I'm here and I'm there, and don't call me till Friday. And then I just quit picking up the phone, and I just, whatever they were calling about, I wouldn't get back to them until Friday, because my boundaries were set. This is my study time, and I don't talk to anyone. Like, during the week, I have a day that I do for me, and I might not do just absolutely nothing, but that's my day. And I don't care what's going on, I'm not going to let you interrupt my day. And so I could see that as a part of boundaries. But this is a young adult, and she has problems, you know, with she's a very nice person. She's a very, how can I say, soft-spoken young lady. You know, some people you can control and command with your voice, because actually we know the voice does the work, and you don't have to say it but one time. But if there's an individual that's very soft-spoken and this continues to happen to them, what steps should they take in order to straighten that out? Do you mention it? Do you send a letter? Do you make a list? Or do you just break away from that individual? Because there we go again, breaking away from others' expectations. Whoever is coming at her with this disrespect, you know, they're expecting her to adhere to what they want and not thinking about what she wants. Am I right in that? Am I moving in the right direction?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. You know, so your no means no.
Yes.
And then you have to be assertive in your communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and when a person, you know, continue to, you know, cross over your boundaries and don't respect your boundaries, it's time to let that person go. Either that person does not care about you, all right, or have not been groomed enough to have any kind of morals, values, or respect.
Mm-hmm.
Or etiquette, you know, a lot of these, especially the young folks that come with us today, you know, they don't have that kind of etiquette about, you know, being polite,
no,
in respect, not crossing over boundaries, you know. So, us from the old school, we have to teach them.
That's true.
You know, and sometimes people just don't know.
Well, I wouldn't go with that. I take it as, because, you know, I like to stand in the middle and keep that balance and say, was it a mistake or wasn't it a mistake? And then once I decide whatever I come up with, what do we call it? I call it when you smell a rat, you melt cheese. And whichever
right.
you melt mozzarella cheese or whatever slice of bread that cheese falls on, that's the slice you serve, okay? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it takes a while to get that cheese blended really nice and smooth, so you really can't assume anything. And that's what I was actually speaking with her on, you know. It's like boundaries are boundaries, and boundaries are there for you to respect yourself and make sure that others do it too. And some people
right.
just don't have an understanding of that because, it, like you say, they haven't been taught or they're not giving you credit for meaning what you say because maybe you haven't said no enough, okay? And say no, like you say no, and no means no. So it was so ironic that you added this into these nine questions here because basically that's what the questions were about, you know, to take up. And I want to ask you, how will you create space to make how will you create a space to make mistakes and have that respect? And we just sort of like covered those because those were two things that I checked out to see. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm so excited that we have gone through part three of this. And, you know, Miyosha Marie's going to come on, and her title today is She's Still Learning, okay? So you know how she brings it. That's that young adult, and they just bring it on out there, and I just love her to death, how she expresses herself. But next week, Stephanie, what topic are we going to go into? And if I need to post any questions, I'll do that. And all your topics are good, so just give me one, please.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to talk about moving forward.
Okay.
So after we break away from everybody's expectations, no, we're going to talk about how we move forward from all of that.
How we move forward. I have, I'm so glad you stated that because I have something in the making, and we'll talk about that. Remember, Karen Berg as that life coach. She's very much so interested, and I was explaining to her how you go through series and steps and workbooks and exercises and things of that nature. So I'll be speaking with you on that. And I told her that your website was under construction, but whichever way she needed you to bring it or whatever she needed to hear, because both of you guys, she's a design coach, and you've always been a health and wellness and life coach, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We improve our lives, and we help others do the same for theirs. So that's our vow. That's why we're really, really here, and we do it. We reflect on what we need to do and not to do, and we're rejoiceful, and we suffer what there is to suffer and enjoy what there is to enjoy. And the most important thing is we relax. But in order to do all of that stuff, in order to get the job done, I'm going to share this before I say goodnight with you and bring the ocean. We do not retreat, not even a step. And that is why it is so important for us at this time to continue to do this. I'm so appreciative for your support and the way that you bring things. The listeners love it because we hit them from all different angles, you know. And that is what the important thing is, because it's all type of individuals out there and they need to hear different things. So I'm opening it up. And if you can send suggestions, then I'm asking them what else would they like to hear about, okay? Because we're moving from our hearts and our spirits here. But we want to make sure that we all stay connected and we unify and we learn how to take everything that we have and put it in that big stew pot and make a good pot of stew. So next week, Stephanie Haynes is going to be talking about moving forward. I cannot wait, Stephanie. We love you. Thank you for taking us through part 1, 2, and 3 on breaking away from others' expectations. And I will say good evening to you and give you a call and let you know when we will get together with the life coach, and she calls herself Life Design. And I kind of like that because we know everything is a design. And on that note, we want to say thank you, Stephanie Haynes, and we will be talking to you shortly.
All right, my dear. Take care now.
All righty. Have a great evening and stay safe out there.
You too now.
Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
and I would never find another lover.
I just thought I'd play a little bit of that. You know I love JoJo. But I'll never find another lover sweeter than you. And I tell myself that every day that I look in the mirror. And we have Miss Miyoshi Marie with us. What's up? Because Russa says that she is still learning.
Hey,
and she going to do it. Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing amazing, amazing. Happy Tuesday, everyone. So today's topic is still learning. The reason why I chose this topic is because I'm understanding as I evolve and the evolution of life that I'm still learning on things and habits and people, you know, and just learning people. And in the midst of learning people, you have to learn yourself. Because sometimes learning people kind of like take you away from self. So I'm starting to really, I'm still learning to understand just because you think you know someone, you don't really know someone.
No.
It's a situation where I'm taking care of my parent and I noticed my parent is a little antsy when it comes to, you know, certain things, and they want it at a certain level of chop, chop, chop. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I didn't know you had that, you know, that chop, 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 right now attitude. And it's okay, but it's me learning them and me dealing with them every day now, you know, even at my young adult age. You know, and they're in a older age, too. So it's like, wow, I didn't know my parent had this in them. So it's like, you still learning, you see, you're still evolving. You know, we don't really know, you know, people that we think we know as close to as we do. You know, I never spent this much time with my parent as I'm doing now. And I'm noticing, like, oh, my parent is very antsy in certain things, very controlling in certain things, and I never seen this side. And it's nothing wrong with it. It's just understanding that you're, you know, as much as I evolve and, you know, habits change within me, like, I have to understand that's with other people, family, parents, relationships. You know, people don't stay the same. And I understand as you get older, you know, you get a little finicky too, you know, dealing with certain situations. So, you know, just learning about that and just learning about myself and handling situations in a different tempo, in a different manner, in a different pose. You know, I can't, you know, always pop an attitude, get mad, or voice my opinion, you know, and if I do, it has to be in a certain way that's not ignorant, you know, because I'm not an ignorant person. So it's okay to get my point across, but get it across very intellectual and smooth, you know. So I'm still learning, you know, that, and it's okay. So this process and this journey is just allowing myself right now in this moment. And I'm still learning things. I'm even starting to learn better finances with myself, like really this time around really being, you know, diligent with my finances and my money, really saying, hey, I'm going to save this and, you know, understanding that if my basic needs are met, you know, okay, treat yourself, but don't, you know, you're not in your 20s no more. You know, really thinking, you know, ahead and longevity. So still learning, like, really being diligent about my finances, really being diligent about my peace, being diligent about my work ethic, you know, understanding that just because, you know, I may not like the job I'm at, but you never know who's watching you. And I even understood that, you know, over the weekend I was at an event and I didn't know this person was watching me, but I was leaving and the person came up to me and was like, where are you going? And I'm like, you know, home. You know, and the person said, I've been watching you. And that was confirmation allowing me to say, you never know who's watching you, Miyoshi, so you must always be on your A, you know, your P's and your Q's, no matter what setting you in, because somebody's always watching you. So just learning and understanding this evolution that I'm going through and just learning, being it. But right now where my focus is really learning and being of service to people. Because I understand as I learn, that's nothing but wisdom for me and understanding and clarity. And as I be a service to other people, I'm helping, I'm giving, and all of that is going to reciprocate back to me. So it's like the King of Solomon. He was a service, and he wanted wisdom. That's all I want. All I want is wisdom so I can know how to judge rightfully and fairly, you know, but understanding that my character is everything. So I have to, no matter what setting I'm in, and if I don't like it, I have to still hold my integrity and my character, because you never know who watches you. Doesn't matter, from the janitor, you know, to the councilman and to the senator. You never know who is watching you. And I even understood that this weekend. It kind of like gave me confirmation, because I told myself, I'm just not going to go to work, you know, and you know, for the first 4 hours be the best employee, you know, and then the last three, you know, blah. No, I can't be like that no more if I want to be a better person. You know, I have to be the best me, the whole, you know, the whole seven, or don't do it at all, because that means I'm half-assed in everything I do in life. And that's why we get the certain results we get, because we always think we can half-ass in certain things, and we cannot. And if I want to be an entrepreneur, I can't do that.
No, you cannot.
The universe gave me confirmation, like, oh, let me tell you something. You know, I was at, like I said, an event, a party, and this one little person was watching me. I don't know how long they was watching me, but they knew. They was watching me long enough to see me walk out that darn door and to come to my car and pop up and to say, I've been watching you, you know? So I took that as when I was driving home, like, dang, you never know who's watching you.
No, you,
you know
don't.
What I mean? And people are, and then it was also like, people are watching you.
You're like, always on stage, Miyoshi. Life is a stage.
Yeah, so you have to be on your best behavior.
Well, you have to be you. And because you and I both know the importance of authenticity, we're very authentic people. And things that people display, their actions and their behavior, is basically, okay, give you an example, because there's the wisdom there, there's a difference there, but you're always on stage, but you have to learn you, know you, as you say, you have to learn yourself first, because then it becomes very natural for you to display the behavior that you have. You're not the type of person that's going to act a certain way because you know somebody's looking at you. You're going to be who you are no matter what. And I have to travel through life like that. So what I have to do is be aware, as you say, not going Annabelle on them, okay? Sometimes you might have to go Annabelle on somebody. But I have learned to say, excuse me, can you step outside with me for a minute? Because I don't like to take any situation to the next room. I don't carry any of that. That's like a form of a downer. So, but I have learned instead. Now, there has been times when you have to alter your behavior. That means wearing a lot of hats. You know, I can wear a lot of hats at one time, and so can you. But I'm going right back to, like you say, you don't have to worry, because no matter what you were doing at the time you were doing it, I know it was your authentic you. And it's good to know, because you're always being watched. People will come and they'll do things to you to try to take you out of that behavior format. Because if you're carrying yourself in a way that they just can't understand, or they don't know anything about it, or, you know, people have their assumptions and stuff. They don't really know. They'll do things to you just to bring you out of that whatever, you know. But if it's already bred in you, it's in your blood, you were born, like I tell people that, you know, coming out the South, my family, they fed us in my baby formula. They gave us integrity and principle, okay, and respect. You drank that as a baby. And so these are things that are in your blood. So when you get into situations that Stephanie was just speaking about, you know, people getting out of boundaries and things, and you have to, like, give that respect or give them respect or demand your respect, a lot of people don't understand that. So, and in turn, they want to give you another behavior. But you I do not have to worry about, because from day one, when I sat side by side, I forgot what event it was we were at, and right then and there,
yeah.
I said, this is a young lady that is on her way. She's not playing. You didn't tell us. You told us 2 weeks ago you wasn't playing, but I always knew that. And at the age that you are, and understanding how when people get older, they lose patience. And when you're dealing with your parents or your grandparents or things of that nature, they've gone through life. They don't have to watch what the hell they say, okay? Because they have the right to be any way
right.
they want to be, okay? And they and
right.
it's a known fact. So I'm glad that you are aware of that, you know, with your parents and their attitudes and stuff, and you're handling it the way that you're handling it. But that's what I expect you to do anyway, because you, Miyoshi, what's up? And you're out there training
you're
yourself.
You're right about that.
You what?
I say you're right about that.
I know. You, Miyoshi, what's up? Like you say, you're to be in service. And your work environment, you want to learn so that you can be in service to others. And like I tell people, you cannot receive anything with a closed fist. You know, you have those gimme, 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 gimme out there, and they never, never come with a give, give, give.
Right.
Not that we as givers expect that, but good grief, you know, iron wears out. So as long as you
yeah,
stay on
absolutely.
That track, it wears out. And you, like you said, I want to do it in a respectful way, but sometimes you have to just ask them to step outside and let them
right.
have it. You know,
right.
different ways for different people, but you learn that through time. But with you looking for that wisdom and to know yourself, see, when you know who you are, you can handle any situation. And no one can defeat you, discuss you, oppress you, or anything, because you know who you are. And you might
absolutely.
Calm down a bit just to see who you're dealing with. See, I smile all the time. They just think I'm just like, and I am the friendly,
okay.
lovely puppy, but don't play with it, okay? Because once I see that
all
you're
right.
trying to step over the boundaries of Stephanie Shea, then we're going to have to switch up. I have to put on another hat because that's not allowed. I take your word
yeah.
every week, reverberating your highest frequency. When you say that, that is something that I say every week. I love that. What do you mean by that, Miyoshi, to vibrate in your highest
when
frequency?
When I mean vibrating in your highest frequency, the highest frequency is love. And we all know that, universal love, the highest frequency in love. And if you can vibrate off that, can no one be able to reach you or pull you down? Because you're vibrating is something that's bigger than anything else, because everything that was created in love, period, point blank. So with that being said, you guys, I ask that you go throughout the weekend, vibrating in your highest vibration, and that's love, L-O-V-E, something that we all have inside of us, that's just a gift inside of us, something that we were created in, and something that is a beauty to see. So as you go on in the week, vibrate off that. And if not, meditate on that day and night. And in love, stand in that, stand strong in love. With that being said, to my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Peace and blessings, you guys. Happy Tuesday. See you next week.
Miyoshi, I love you. Have a great week. Thank you. What's up? That's Tele Tuesday with Miyoshi Marie, and she lets us know just exactly what's up, her way, her authentic way, but it's always done with love. Thank you, Miyoshi. Have a great week. Love you. give up here. We don't deal with oppression, depression, rejection. We just move forward here because we believe in staying strong, staying woke, staying happy, but most so of all, staying connected. We help navigate you into your highest light. That's what it's all about here. And Waking Up with Linda Maxian, we're humanitarians. We have big hearts and great love. And that is felt by all people and all things. On Thursday, we'll have Miss Gloria Moyan coming on. She's going to take us into that wealthy way of eating organic foods. And I have a surprise for you, which I want you to have the children there. I'll have Maceo, the magician, coming on sharing the concepts of magic and the importance of presentation. He is a renowned magician. He's very good, and he works with the young ones and the old ones and the in-between ones also. So that's going to be our Thursday show. Tomorrow is my day. I do absolutely nothing or whatever I want to do. I keep it right in the middle of the week so that we can continue. And, of course, on Friday, we have Angie coming on. You know, she finds out information because Friday is Find It Out Friday. And you know she's going to have something to tell us. So before we cut out, let me give you another thoughtful song here. We're all about dealing with the mind and keeping you up.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway to destiny.
Believe in the
Change agents out there, you want to continue marching? Let your voice be heard. The voice does the work. And keep marching directly to the polls and take everybody that you can with you. We must secure this change. You know, the purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it and make some difference that you have lived and lived well. You want to be on this earth standing in your purpose, okay, standing into your greatness. Take others with you as you go along the way. You continue to protest all the way to the polls. You must speak out. You must speak up. And don't let anyone silence you. I've been putting my hands on my hips since I was 2 years old, patting my right, throwing my head back and saying what I had to say. I had to learn through life to do it in a different way. But I can guarantee you, you don't have to worry. I'm going to tell you what I think you should know, whether you like it or not. But the thing that I have learned is to do it peacefully, to do it very, very powerfully with a great smile on my face. That's why you're here, waking up, Willinda McShann. Don't let anyone take your dream away from you. I love you. I will talk with you on Thursday.
Make me the path for that I mustn't fear, or I'll know the